Hawaiian Fantasies. Come with us to Hawaii the beautiful, where once temple drums beat out the tattoo of death as grinning idols leered upon human sacrifices, where once spears shattered on stout shields, but where now only beauty and romance live, and the throbbing of the drums is replaced with the throbbing notes of a bird song, winging away through a tropic night. We bring you a legend of old Hawaii, recreating in words and music the story of the feather cloak of Kanikaniya. Thank you. On the island of Maui, there lived a great king, Kakalaneo. His runner, more fleet than the swiftest deer, carried messages for him to neighboring kings. The runner, named Eleio, was sent one day on a mission for the king. As he sped along over the warm, brown earth, he saw a beautiful maiden ahead of him. He pursued her, and she ran away. But fleet as he was, Eleio could not catch the maiden. And at last he called to her and asked who she was. The maiden paused and told him that she was the spirit of the dead maiden, Kanikaniya, and that he could not catch her, run as he might. And Eleio was sad, so beautiful was she. So lovely was the maiden that Eleio desired to bring her back to life. She was overjoyed and told him to visit her parents, who would give him a feather cloak of great beauty. This he did, and marveled at the cloak, for this was the first feather cloak in all the islands. Then Eleio returned to the maiden spirit and pushed the spirit back into her body through the soles of her feet. This was the only way a dead person could be restored to life in the days of Eleio. At once the maiden rose up and accompanied Eleio back to his village and his king. Thank you. As he approached the village, Ele'io looked at the maiden, Kanikaniya, and saw that she was too beautiful for such as he. Hiding her, he returned to his king, but Kakaleneo was angry that his messenger had remained away so long and ordered him to be put to death. Then Ele'io promised him two great gifts in return for his life. He gave the king the feather cloak, which pleased him so he granted Ele'io his liberty. Then he brought the maiden and presented her to his king as a woman too beautiful for any but a mighty ruler. The king fell in love with her at once and made her his queen, giving many strong sons to the tribe. Some whisper that if the feather cloak had not been magic, they would never have wed. But the cloak may be seen even today at the British Museum of Pauai.
On that island by the sea lived Hawaii Night. In the grass a cool of oak, she's my Hawaiian queen.
On that island by the sea lived Hawaii Night.
And so another legend of old Hawaii has brought us with the exotic music of the islands and Hawaiian fantasy. Return with us again soon, when we bid you come to this eternal evening. Until then, aloha oi.